You're listening to episode number 22 of the Secondary Science Simplified podcast. At this point in the year, your sinks, if you're blessed to have them, are probably clogged with some unidentifiable substances. Your drawers are overflowing with leftover lab supplies you've shoved in them at the last minute just to get them out of sight and out of mind. And you maybe can't even remember the last time you saw the top of your desk. Is it wood grain? Is it metal? At this point, you're honestly not sure. It's time then to hit the reset button on your classroom and your resources. Over the last 2 weeks, we've talked in episodes 20 and 21 about how to reflect on your classroom management and your lesson plans this past school year in order to end the year strong and set yourself up for success for next school year. But in today's episode, we are going to take a mental break by focusing on the physical space you teach in, however small or large it may be. I will give you the step-by-step process you need to walk through every corner of your teaching space and storage areas so that when you return to your classroom next fall, you can be relieved rather than overwhelmed by the space you are walking into. Sound too good to be true? I promise it isn't. Let's get started. This is Secondary Science Simplified, a podcast for secondary science teachers who want to engage their students and simplify their lives. I'm Rebecca Joyner from It's Not Rocket Science. As a high school science teacher turned curriculum writer, I'm passionate about helping other science teachers love their jobs, serve their students, and do it all in only 40 hours a week. Are you ready to rock the time you spend in your classroom and actually have a life outside of it? You're in the right place, teacher friend. Let's get to today's episode. All right, y'all, at this point in our Ending the Year Strong series, we have reflected and we have brainstormed solutions for your classroom culture in episode 20, and we've also audited and revised your lesson plans in episode 21. And in today, we are going to shift gears and we're going to talk about the physical space you teach in and the resources you have access to, whether you're in a full lab space or teaching on a cart as you float from room to room. So first, let's talk about the importance of resetting your classroom. I like to hit the reset button on my physical learning space twice a year. I do this in the middle of the year between semesters in January, but especially at the end of the year. This is the perfect time to do this before leaving for the summer, especially if you are already being asked by your admin to remove everything off your wall so that they can paint, or get everything off of your floor so that they can get those waxed. Whatever it may be, this makes this the perfect time to do this. So instead of just shoving more things into stacks in your storage closet and telling yourself you'll get to it in August when you have back to school energy, let's serve ourselves now and go through it now so that come August or September or whenever you get back in your classroom, you can walk into a space that is organized and just feels good to be in rather than overwhelming. Now, I know for some of you, the idea of going through all of the things in your physical classroom space is extremely daunting. But luckily for you, I alphabetize my spice rack and I reorganize my closets with plastic bins for fun. So organization is truly one of my very favorite things. And if I'm honest, if I could fly to each of your schools and go full out the home edit on your teaching spaces, I would. Nothing would bring me more joy. But since I don't quite have the capacity or means to do that, and Netflix and HGTV have not reached out to me to have my own teacher classroom organization show yet, I will instead give you the next best thing that I can give you, and that is a very specific and very easily digestible checklist that will walk you through how to organize each space in your classroom. So I call this the Classroom Reset Challenge, and you can grab it at itsnotrocketscienceclassroom.com/reset or by just clicking the link in the show notes. It is a free PDF resource, and it's going to break your teaching space into five big task areas. Your desk, your filing cabinet, the front of your room, your storage cabinets, and your storage closet. And now I know not everyone has all of those things, But for the majority of us, you have some combination of those five areas in your teaching space. And this PDF is set up for you to focus on one task area a day. So you're going to knock out all five over the course of a school week. Each task area has its own page with a specific checklist for you to walk through. So think of each item on the list as a baby step in the right direction. And each time you check one of those things off, I want you to picture me giving you a giant high five and just cheering you on because I'm so proud of you. And once you've made it through the five main task areas, there is a sixth bonus task area you can tackle for all of you overachievers who want extra credit. I'm looking at you, Enneagram threes. And that's your chemical supply closet. This one, I really encourage recruiting a friend in your department to tackle alongside you because let's be real, nothing can be more intimidating than a dusty, smelly, who knows the last time someone actually went through here, chemical supply closet. I cannot tell you how good it will feel to walk through and reset your physical space by doing this classroom reset challenge. And it's one of those things that's just incredibly visually satisfying because you will physically see the progress happening in front of you, and that will motivate you to keep going. It's like every house my husband and I have ever lived in, we have painted every inch of it. And while it's exhausting and I borderline get carpal tunnel in my wrists when edging a room, there's something so satisfying about putting a fresh coat of paint over a not fresh coat of paint. And that's what doing this classroom reset challenge will feel like. And while you are already in the trenches resetting your physical space, it is the perfect time to also focus on cataloging the resources you have. So when you're elbow deep in that scary drawer in the back corner of your classroom that's filled with a bunch of jars of unidentifiable objects, you may actually find something really useful, equipment-wise or resource-wise. I'll never forget doing this classroom reset challenge myself and going through a corner storage closet and finding five perfectly good working hot plates. It was like hitting the jackpot because we had been sharing two hot plates across our entire science department all year long because we thought that was all we had. And behind all of the junk that was in there, I found five and they all worked. So you never know, resetting your classroom, you could find some serious treasures. And so it's just a perfect time while you're already going through each of your spaces to audit and catalog the resources you have. So here's how I recommend doing this. Make a spreadsheet that lists all of the equipment, chemicals, and supplies that you come across and you have in your classroom. And I recommend doing this as a department, especially if some things are in your room and some might be in another person's classroom. I want you in that spreadsheet to include the quantities you have, expiration dates, if that's applicable to substances, and then also locations. Like whose classroom is this in or what closet is this in what storage space so that we can know where it can be found. This is especially helpful, again, if you're sharing supplies across a department, which if you're at a small school, you're definitely doing that. And your supplies are probably scattered and stored amongst several teaching spaces. So we want to know where everything is. And honestly, even if you're at a really large school where maybe you have your own prep room that you only share with one other teacher, who knows what's in the prep room of the four science teachers across the hall? And they may have something that you can use and vice versa. So whether your school is huge or tiny, this really is so, so helpful. And especially if you can all do it together. And so once you have this initial list, then go through and make a list of what needs to be replaced, what needs to be restocked, and potentially what needs to be ordered before next school year if you have the ability to do that. And again, I really encourage making this a department-wide task if your department is more than just you. Get everyone who teaches science at your school on board with doing this classroom reset challenge. And as they work, they can contribute to the spreadsheet when they find different things that are living in their classroom. For example, I found an entire molecule building set stuffed in a drawer I had never once opened or touched. And for me, I was kind of like, I don't really know what I would use this for. But my chemistry teaching coworker was drooling and just itching to get his hands on those molecules to build things with his students. So your junk may be another teacher's treasure. And that's why it's so special to do this alongside other teachers in your department. Personally, I love to use Google Sheets. So it's a living document that everyone can access and everyone can edit and add to as you find different things. This will also make it really easy too for your department chair to know what resources need to be ordered once you do have access to school funds, if those exist where you are, for buying, you know, supplies for the next school year or whatever it may be. You know, I always hated when I would find a great lab and then I would need to order supplies, but it'd be too far past the deadline or, you know, okay, we'll put in a request, we'll try to get it next year. That was always so frustrating to me. So if you just have one place where everyone can kind of put and house their requests, it makes it easier for everyone involved. And again, this will serve everyone in your department because then when you're prepping labs and lesson planning next year, you'll always know what is available for use to you. Even better, make it a reward that if everyone in your department completes the challenge and goes through the checklist and gets all their checks done, and contributes to the Google Sheet that you come up with, that you'll order pizza for one of your final teacher workday lunches at the end of the year to celebrate. Or, you know, you'll all bring in something and do some sort of like homemade potluck or something like that to celebrate. Because again, it will serve all of you so well next school year. And then you'll finally be able to say goodbye to the supplies that no one's using and that are taking up space. And it'll create so much space for other things and that are much more useful for everybody involved. And you'll be able to finally say goodbye without guilt when you get rid of all of the projector sheets from the teacher who retired 8 years ago who left that filing cabinet in your classroom. This gives you the freedom to do that. And so if you're looking for some help with this, I have a pre-made spreadsheet that does all of these things and then some, but I save it especially for teachers who attend my free 1 hour professional development workshop, 3 Secrets to Stress-Free Lab Days. So this is a free PD I do every June. I'm planning to open it up for signups this June on the 7th. So if you are listening to this episode after June 7th, you can go ahead and sign up at bit.ly/stressfreelabs. And if you're listening to this prior to June 7th, you can head to itsnotrocketscienceclassroom.com/SSS waitlist. And be notified when the PD opens up to join. And again, for attending this 1 hour training that is completely free, you will get this pre-made spreadsheet for cataloging your resources, and you can also get a 1 hour PD certificate that then you can submit to get free certification hours towards your certificate or whatever it may be, your license, however it works at your school or in your district. So, great things come, and I think you would have a lot of fun being there. I had so much fun doing it last year, and I can't wait to do it again this summer. All right, so that's my challenge for you this week. Reset your classroom and your resources to set yourself and your entire department up for success next school year. And stay tuned because next week for part 4 in our Ending the Year Strong series, we will hit one more thing that I think will be so helpful for you. And then the following week, we have a special guest episode that I cannot wait for you to hear. Thank you for listening to today's episode. Be sure to grab your free classroom reset challenge to make resetting your classroom that much easier at itsnotrocketscienceclassroom.com/reset. All right, teacher friends, that wraps up today's episode. If you're looking for an easy way to start simplifying your life as a secondary science teacher, head to itsnotrocketscienceclassroom.com/challenge to grab your classroom reset challenge. And guess what? It's totally free. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll see you here next week. Until then, I'll be rooting for you, teacher friend.